The Fearless Podcast, in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
Today, I want to walk through a pattern prayer that changed my life once I finally saw it. It's in the psalm. It's in the life of King David. And it's something that honestly most Christians never truly practice. Whenever we are going through intense spiritual attack, I resort to the psalm. It's what I call the powerful pattern of prayer. It's a rhythm that David repeats over and over again. Number one, request. Number two, praise. Number three, imprecation. And the truth is simple. If any of these three are missing, our prayers are incomplete. David didn't just ask God for things. He didn't just praise God. He didn't just pray against evil. He wove all three together constantly and consistently. Here's why this is so powerful. David was incredibly flawed, morally, emotionally, and spiritually. And that's exactly why I can relate to him. He was real. His life wasn't polished. His faith wasn't Instagram perfect, but he knew how to pray. And because he prayed right, God called him a man after mine own heart. Let's walk through this pattern from scripture. If you read the psalm straight through, you'll notice something immediately. David begins so many prayers with a cry for help. He doesn't pretend to be strong. He doesn't pretend to be righteous. He goes straight to God with need. Listen how real he is. Psalm 5, 1 and 2. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. He brings his confusion. Psalm 143. My spirit is overwhelmed within me. I remember the days of old. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee. He brings his fear. Psalm 27, 1 through 3. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. He brings his guilt. Psalm 51, 1 and 2. Have mercy upon me, O God. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. David wasn't ashamed to admit need. That's where powerful prayer begins. It starts with honesty. Request is not weak. Request is not complaining. Request is not self-pity. Request is confession of dependence. It says, God, I can't do this without you. That's step one of the pattern. Now, if all David ever did was ask, his prayers would be lopsided. And a lot of Christians pray like that. We live in constant request mode, like God is some genie in a bottle or a lucky rabbit's foot. But David always turns to praise. Sometimes the situation didn't change, but David changed because he praised. Listen to this shift. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Or Psalm 103, 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Praise resets the heart and mind. Praise takes your eyes off the problem and puts them on the provider. Praise puts God back on the throne of your thoughts. David praised God for protection. Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. He praises God for creation. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, what is man that thou art mindful of him? He praises God for provision. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Praise is not optional. It's oxygen for the soul. Without praise, request becomes despair. Without praise, prayer becomes a list of fears instead of a declaration of faith. David refuses to stay low. He lifts his eyes, and that's why his prayers carry so much power. Now we come to the part of prayer modern Christianity ignores. Pastors skip over it. Modern day Christians are incredibly uncomfortable with it. and that is imprecatory prayer. David didn't just pray, "Lord, bless me," and "Lord, help me," and "Lord, forgive me." He also prayed, "Lord, stop the wicked. Judge the evil. Break the power of those fighting against righteousness." This is not personal vengeance. This is not bitterness. This is not losing your temper. Imprecation is aligning your heart with God's justice. Many times your worst enemies, just like God's worst foes, are of the religious Pharisaical variety, cloaked in their priestly garb, a whited sepulcher to cover dead man's bones. That's why wisdom is needed. Wisdom woven with imprecation. Listen to how boldly David speaks in Psalms 139. "Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies." That sounds harsh to modern ears. But look closer. David is grieved because they hate God. Then, in Psalm 144, it's woven right between praise and request. "Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above, rid me, and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. If you look here in David's prayer, he was acknowledging and recognizing the future and the intent of his request. It's truly what we all want, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, and that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. He does it again in Psalm 35. Verse 4, let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Psalm 69, pour out thine indignation upon them and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Psalm 109, let mine adversaries be clothed with shame. And here's the key. David prays these things because he trusts God's justice more than his own. Imprecatory prayer isn't rage. It's surrender. It says, Lord, you deal with the wicked. You expose the corrupt. You defend the innocent. You break the power of lies. You stop evil before it destroys the righteous. When Christians refuse to pray against evil, evil grows unchecked. David didn't make that mistake, and neither should we. The powerful pattern of prayer is not one part or two parts, it's all three. Request keeps us humble. Praise keeps us grateful. Imprecation keeps us courageous and discerning. If you take one away, without request, you will create pride. Without praise, you will have despair. Without imprecation, you have naive, powerless Christianity. David used all three constantly, and that is why his prayer shook the world. So how do we apply this? When you pray, start with honesty. Tell God exactly what you need, like David did. Then move into praise. Say out loud who God is, what he has done, and why he is worthy. Finish with courage. Pray boldly against the wickedness of this age. Pray for corruption to be exposed. Pray for truth to prevail. Pray for God's justice to move. Don't be afraid of imprecatory prayer. It's biblical. It is God honoring. And it is desperately needed for today. Just my thoughts this morning that I thought I'd share with you all. I hope this strikes a chord or maybe a nerve. And I hope that this blesses someone. And if this does bless you, consider supporting us. Go on over to thetexasboys.com. Check out our website. We're going to be revamping it. And we appreciate the support. Appreciate you all listening and watching wherever you are. Drop some comments down below. In podcast form, if you want to communicate, check out the Fountain app. It's a pretty cool platform, and we can communicate over there as well. But that's all for now. We'll see you on the next show.